side. Rest to the restless, freedom from fear, when things seem impossible.
It's now time for worship with the Family Circle of Souls Harbor. We invite you, your family, and your friends in this next hour to worship with Pastor Rick Libby and the Souls Harbor Singers as they lead you in the songs of the church and in the sharing of God's Word.
For all of the problems of life, the answer is Christ.
Good morning, friends. What a wonderful opportunity God has given to us once again to be able to gather together for another Souls Harbor Sunday morning worship service. I'm glad that you've chosen to join us. We trust that in this next hour that God will impart something into your heart and soul that will be a help to your life. In our world today, there are many, many, many problems taking place, to say the least. In all of these problems of life that seem to surround us, people are searching desperately for answers to life's problems. The unfortunate thing is that they may be looking for the answers in all the wrong places. You see, today, if we're searching this earth for the answer, we're not likely to find the solution that will help us the best. But if we look upward, we just might find that solution we've been looking for. For I believe from heaven we will find all the help that we will ever need for all of life's problems and difficulties. You'll hear what I'm talking about in this song that Hope Trio is coming to share with us. The title of the song is Searching.
Long, long time ago, my heart was burdened with sin. My head bowed down in sorrow, the devil had me troubled within. Well, I started out seeking salvation, had a hard time resisting temptation. Kept on searching till I found the King of Kings.
Well, I kept on searching,
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 searching.
Kept on searching till I found him. I kept on searching,
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 searching.
Kept on searching till I found him. I kept on searching,
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 searching.
Kept on searching till I found him. He changed my heart,
changed my heart so I could live right.
Changed my mind,
changed my mind so I could think right.
Oh, changed my mouth,
changed my mouth so I could talk right.
Got into my feet,
changed my feet so I could walk right.
Well, I kept on searching till I found the King of Kings.
Well, looking high and low along that wandering way, my soul was full of longing until that glorious day. It was then my anticipation gave way to sweet consolation. But I kept on searching till I found the King of Kings.
Well, I kept on searching,
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 searching.
Kept on searching till I found him. I kept on searching,
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 searching.
Kept on searching till I found him. I kept on searching,
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 searching.
Kept on searching till I found him. He
changed my heart, changed my heart so I could live right.
He changed my mind,
changed my mind so I could think right.
He changed my mind,
changed my mouth so I could talk right.
Got into my feet,
changed my feet so I could walk right.
Kept on searching till I found the King of Kings. Well, I kept on searching,
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 searching.
Kept on searching till I found him. I kept on searching,
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 searching.
Kept on searching till I found him. I kept on searching,
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 searching.
Kept on searching till I found him. He changed my heart,
changed my heart so I could live right.
And he changed my mind,
changed my mind so I could think right.
He changed my mouth,
changed my mouth so I could talk right.
Got into my feet,
changed my feet so I could walk right.
Kept on searching till I found the King of Kings.
Searching till I found the King of Kings.
Well, I kept on searching
till I found the King of Kings.
I am quite certain today that I don't need to take a lot of time to elaborate on all the problems that are surrounding our world today. It doesn't seem to matter which direction you look in, you can find problems, troubles, trials, and tribulations. I know we talk about these a lot in our worship services, but it's because they are the things that are affecting the lives of our audience members. People who are tuning in on Sunday morning, looking to this ministry for a word of encouragement, something that will help them to deal with these things that are happening around us. We search, and anything that we can find here on earth at best is going to be a temporary solution. But I would advise you to exercise extreme caution, because some of the things that this world offers to us as solutions to our problems can end up making our problems much worse. One of the things that we noticed during the pandemic is that alcohol sales were very strong. In fact, some places they were much higher than they were before the pandemic came. Why is that? People turn to alcohol as a coping mechanism. The problem with the coping mechanism is that you have to consume and consume and consume, because just taking a drink doesn't make anything go away. So we drown our sorrows in the alcohol. We have an opiate crisis in our country today because people are using illicit drugs as a coping mechanism. Oh, it might be a legal drug that we're taking, but in the way that we're using it, we're creating a crisis within ourselves. Oh, I could go on and on talking about the many things that we turn to. And unfortunately, in turning to those things as solutions to the problems of life, our life can end up in a very tragic situation because it took us further than we wanted it to take us. It resolved one issue, but it created 100 in its place. Today, there's one place I can advise you to turn to. And I can tell you today that no matter what you're going through, this answer will help you with no adverse effects. You won't have to worry about having an addiction form that will bring tragedy to your life. You won't have to worry about selling house and home to support something that is happening in your life that you just can't seem to find enough money to take care of. You'll hear it in this song that evangelist Jonathan Garlock and his wife Marcia are coming to sing for us. You see, today, if you're looking for help, you'll find that that help is in Jesus.
It's in Jesus. He firm foundation. It's in Jesus. He's the one. Have you found that love that pardons? How many today can say you found those stripes that heal? And have you found strength for your weakness? Yes, we've found grace, and it covers all our sin, and it's in Jesus. It's all in Jesus. Oh, it's in Jesus. He's the one. Rock of salvation. He's a firm foundation. It's in Jesus. He.
I sincerely hope today that you have found the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, that your search has ended because you have found what you have been looking for. Perhaps today you have been participating in this worship service and you can't claim that you know Him as your personal Savior. There's still something of an emptiness within you because you haven't found the thing that makes the difference. Perhaps today this service has been speaking to you. Maybe as the songs have been sung, you have felt like that you were lacking something. Well, let me read a passage of Scripture to you out of the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 6 says this, "Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near." Perhaps what you have been feeling in this service today is the presence of God. The reason you're sensing His presence is because He has drawn near to you so that you could find Him. Perhaps you have a history of being a Christian, claiming to know Jesus, and yet today, the needs of your life seem to have separated you from His presence. And maybe He's coming near you to remind you He's still here watching over you. He still sees the needs of your life. He hears your cries, and He has not abandoned you. He is here for you to call upon Him one more time. For you see, as you call upon the name of the Lord, He will hear your cry. When He hears your cry, He will come to your life to make the difference. Each and every week in this worship service, we do what I'm about to do. That is, take your life to God in prayer. I don't know what you may have need of today, but God already knows. And I believe that as we call upon Him, as we ask Him for His help, He'll come to where you are and begin to touch you. He'll begin to make a difference for you. Would you take whatever faith you have today and let's talk to God together to see what God will do for us next. Precious Lord and Savior, I thank you for having an unmerited favor that would reach out to our lives when we were so unworthy and we deserved nothing from you. But because you've loved us, because of your grace and because of your mercy, today you have arranged this service as such that it would speak to people's hearts and minds. So today I pray that as you are making your presence known to them, that they will take the next step to reach out to you. In reaching out to you, help them to find what they have been looking for. Help them to find what they have been needing. I pray that you will begin to meet the needs of their lives. Whatever they are laying at your feet today as something that they have need of, begin to move mountains, bridge valleys, calm troubled waters, whatever it may be, supply that need today through the moving of your presence within them. For these things we thank you, and Lord, we have asked them in your holy, mighty name, the name of Jesus. Amen.
Sometimes it seems God's a million miles away, too busy for a creature such as I. And then I think of how he sees each sparrow fall. I call always.
It's no secret today, but I have been a part of the church for all of my life. I attended my first church service when I was barely a few hours old, having come into this world. I've been a part of it ever since then. Even as an adult, I had options. I had choices I could make. I could have walked away and done a lot of other things. But it seemed like every time I would think along those lines and begin to stray away, something would tug at my heart and bring me back. I've learned over the years that what was happening to me is that there was a realization that I just couldn't live without God. Today, Jesus has become everything to me. I am absolutely, totally dependent upon Him for all the needs of my life. I'm thankful for my wife. I'm thankful for my children, my in-laws, my grandchildren. I'm thankful for all of my friends. But there are times when all they can do is stand by and watch me go through things because they can't do anything to make the difference that I am needing. Yet, when I look unto God, God is always able to help. When I cry out to Jesus, Jesus comes, makes His presence known, and makes the difference. Today, see if you don't agree with Joni Tilton as she comes to sing a song that is the song of my heart today. To me, He's become everything.
To me, He's become everything. To my heart, He's all that I need. He's the future, the past. He's the first and the last. Oh, to me, He's become my everything. To me, He's become everything. Oh, to my heart, He's all that I need. He's the future, the past. He's the first, He's the last. And to me, He's become my everything. When I wake up each morning, He's right there by my side. Tonight He'll be the last thought in my mind. He's joy on the journey. He's hope that faith brings. And to me, He's become my everything. To me, He's become everything. Oh, to my heart, He's all that I need. He's the future, the past. He's the first and the last. And to me, He's become my everything. To me, He's become everything. Oh, to my heart, He's all that I need. He's the future, the past. He's the first and the last. And to me, He's become my everything. Now some have made Jesus a game that they play, and others just a song they sing. But since I met Jesus on that wonderful day, to me, He's become my everything. To me, He's become everything. Oh, to my heart, He's all that I need. He's the future, the past. He's the first and the last. And to me, He's become my everything. To me, He's become everything. Oh, to my heart, He's all that I need. He's the future, the past. He's the first and the last. And to me, He's become my everything. To me, He's become my everything. To me, He's become my everything. You're my everything.
To state it very clearly and very succinctly, He has become my everything because He has changed everything. I'm thankful today that He has made the changes that were necessary for my life to become what it has become. And what God is doing has not been completed. It's not finished. As one songwriter wrote, God's still working on me. So some of the rough edges I still have, He's still working at them. He's still going to change some things that need to be changed. But I already have experienced enough changes in my life that I want to stand and shout it loud and clear. Jesus has made the difference. Perhaps I can ask Ken and Annette McDonald to come and sing a song that may better tell the story. They're coming to sing a song that's simply entitled, Jesus Changed Everything.
Jesus changed everything. Jesus changed everything. There is joy overflowing. I'm forgiven and free. Jesus changed everything.
I was blind, maybe I just didn't want to see how foolishly I tried to build my own destiny.
And all my well-constructed plans failed me time and time again. So my broken heart came to Him with empty hands. That's when Jesus changed everything. Jesus changed everything. There is joy overflowing. I'm forgiven and free. Jesus changed everything.
I was filled with pain and guilt, and now I know His peace. The chains of yesterday have now been released.
The bitterness that I once knew, the anger that inside me grew, were all washed away by the grace that made me new. Because Jesus changed everything. Jesus changed everything. There is joy overflowing. I'm forgiven and free. Jesus changed everything. Jesus changed. Jesus changed everything.
we opened the service today, we said that we were praying that the presence of God could be felt throughout this service. So far, God hasn't disappointed. We have sensed His presence moving in the singing of the songs today. And I believe that God has still got some things prepared for us that are going to be a great help to our lives. But before we continue on, we need to take a moment or two to once again try to impress upon you to help the ministry of Souls Harbor with a financial contribution. It's a free will offering, meaning it is entirely up to you if you want to give or not. And if you want to give, it's entirely up to you how much you give. I can tell you this much. The majority of the folks that contribute to this ministry are not able to give great large gifts. Very seldom do we receive gifts that are over $100. Most of them range in the $20 to $50 range, some even less. Those are the widow's mites. They're not to be despised or to be looked down upon, because we know those folk that can only give a dollar or two or maybe $5, they're giving sacrificially. They don't have the means to give out of a great abundance. Yet God recognizes those gifts and He blesses them for it. Today, we all may be at different places where we can give to support a ministry like this. All we're asking is that you would prayerfully ask God what He would have you to do. Because He'll never ask you to do more than you can do. And if you'll do what He's asking, God will richly bless you for doing it. And He'll bless this ministry for your doing it. So today, please prayerfully consider what the Lord would have you to do. Then get in touch with us and let us know what you're going to do to help us by way of a financial contribution. Here is our contact information. If you'll write down one of these addresses or telephone numbers, you can get in touch with us in the next few days. Let me just say it one more time. We do sincerely need your help. So please, we just ask you, please prayerfully consider what God would have you to do. All right, here's our contact information. In the U.S., you would write to Souls Harbor, Post Office Box 275, Corinth, Maine, 04427. To make a contribution by Visa, MasterCard, or Discover Card, please call our U.S. office at 207-285-3131. In the U.S., you can also make a contribution online. Just click on the Donate button at the bottom of our homepage at this address, www.soulsharbor.tv. It's a quick, simple process. Take advantage of it if you're comfortable doing so, and you'll be able to get a contribution directly to us. For our friends in Canada, please write to our Canadian office at Souls Harbor, Post Office Box 611, Centerville, New Brunswick, E7K3H5. In Canada, to make a contribution by Visa, MasterCard, or Discover Card, please call our Canadian office at 506-276-3551. I want to say it one more time today. Thank you so very, very much for helping us with the financial load of this ministry. Your generosity is greatly appreciated. We do pray for each and every one that is able to contribute that God will richly bless you for your giving. We also remember those that write and ask us to please remember them in prayer or perhaps a need within their family or their home. We're glad to be able to do that, whether you can make a contribution or not. We know that we may not be able to do much as far as the physical or natural is concerned, but we know one who is capable of doing all things. Nothing is impossible with God. So we do pray for you daily that God will minister to whatever needs you may have. If you were to ask me to summarize my feelings about Jesus today, I would quickly tell you that there are not enough words in a man's vocabulary to really adequately tell the story. But there's a great old song of the church that I've been singing for most all of my life. It blesses me every time I sing it. I trust today that it will bless you as we hear it one more time. It simply says, "Oh, what a Savior." If you know this great song of the church, sing it along with me, and let's worship the Lord as we sing it together.
Once I was straying in sin's dark they found a Savior to save a poor lost soul like me. Oh, what a
throughout this service today, We have been trying to convey the message of how important Jesus Christ is to our lives. Every singer that has sung has testified about how that Jesus has become such an integral part of us that we just could not live without Him. I would shudder to think today what differences would be made if suddenly He were to disappear from the fabric of our lives. How would we get by? How would we overcome the things that come into our pathway? How would we ever make it? Oh, I know in our world today we have diminished the importance of Jesus Christ. We have attacked the person of Christ. We have portrayed Him in Hollywood as the epitome of the depravity of man, making Him such a vile thing that we would never want anything to do with Him because His life is so filled with hypocrisy. He tells us not to do things while He Himself is doing them. Well, let me just remind you that Hollywood is far from where it ought to be. It doesn't know Jesus, for surely if it did, it would never present Him in such light because it would soon discover that Jesus is none of those evil things that they have made Him out to be, but He is the very answer to all the needs of our soul. Oh, I know we don't understand all that there is to know about who He is and what He is. For me, that's part of what I like about Him, that He is beyond my ability to fully comprehend. You see, He is far greater than I could ever imagine. He can do much more than I have ever seen with my own eyes or heard with my own ears. I just am daily finding new things that He is able to accomplish. So my amazement of Him is growing. My wonderment of Him is growing because I wonder just what He's going to do next. What need will I come in touch with that will cause Him to do something I've never witnessed before? Every day, as I put my faith and trust in Him, I discover God can do anything, that there's nothing too hard for Him to do. Now, as I say that, I've talked a lot about my own testimony today, but I hope that in doing that, I've not alienated you and made you to think that He couldn't do it for you. I pray that you have been able to sit there and say, that's right, Pastor. That's what I've experienced in my life. That's what I've seen Him do for me. I think our testimonies are quite similar in that when we have leaned upon the Lord has been somebody we could lean upon. Today, I want to challenge the thinking of some folk who think that He was just a man and nothing more than that. You see, when we negate the deity of Christ, we are taking away from Christ the very thing that makes Him such a blessing to our lives. Oh, I agree. He is a man. There's more than ample enough proof that He was a man who walked this earth. He walked among other men and women. We know that if you pinched Him, He hurt. If you pricked Him, He would bleed. We know that He had all of those human attributes. But at the same time, the thing that's hard for the human mind to comprehend is that while He was all man, He was all God. It's that part that I need to speak to today, because as I talk about the deity of Christ, I want you to understand that God walked and lives amongst us. He's not sitting on a distant throne out beyond the universe somewhere where He doesn't even know what's going on this tiny little planet. But He's right here, right now, witnessing everything that you're going through, witnessing every trial, every tribulation, every weight that rests upon your shoulders. He knows the anguish of your soul. He sees the tears that flow down your cheek. He knows the brokenness of your heart. He knows all of those things, and He's prepared to help us with all of those things. So when you think about Him being a man that was crucified on an old rugged cross, also think about the fact that He was the only begotten Son of God who came to make Himself a sacrifice for us so that we could have Him when we needed Him. And we need Him all of the time. We have a little difficulty understanding the importance of deity, because deity is not a word that's commonly used anymore. Yet, when we think about Christ, He is the only one that can really fit into the definition of what the word deity means. Let me first share that with you, and then we'll share some scripture for you to think about this week. The word deity means creator or supreme being. A deity is a supernatural being like a god or goddess that is worshipped by people who believe it controls or exerts force over some aspect of the world. While we don't argue the attribute of Him being man, we have to understand that while He is man, He is still all God. That's what makes Him a deity. And the reason that Him being a deity is so important to us is because we need God to do God things within us. What's a God thing? I call it the miraculous, because that's simply what it is. It's a miracle that is needed in a man's life that only God could perform. Only God could provide. He is the one who controls and exerts a supernatural force on behalf of this world. I'm thankful for that today. Let me give you some biblical evidence that shows that He is all that we need Him to be. We have to start in the book of John. John chapter 1, verse 1 says this: "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men." Oh, let me quickly turn over to the book of Colossians and read another passage of Scripture that I think fits in right here to help us to understand who He is. Paul writes to the church in Colossae, "For in Him dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in Him, which is the head of all principalities and power." I like what Paul says. We're complete in Him. In other words, without Him, we are incomplete, because the things that God does within our lives are the things that only a God could do. Let me read one more passage of Scripture. I know I'm quickly running out of time, but I need to fit this in so that you can be thinking about these things this week after this service has concluded. Paul also writes in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, these words: "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory." Now, it would take me 2 or 3 weeks at least to just talk about this one aspect of the story of Christ. Let me remind you that He was the only begotten Son of God. Before anything was, God was. And there with God was the only begotten Son who was in on the foundation of this world. In fact, the Bible clearly helps us to understand all things were made by Him, and without Him, nothing was made. When God said, let there be light, Jesus was there as a part of that scenario that caused light to be. When he formed the earth, it was Jesus who laid the foundation of this planet that we're living upon today. It was Jesus that gives us the air to breathe. It was Jesus who breathed into the nostrils of that mound of dirt formed as a man, the body of man as we know it. When Jesus breathed into that mound of dirt that would be called Adam, it was Jesus that brought life to man. I have life today because of Jesus. You have life today because Jesus. He is the giver of life. Today, whether we're talking about spiritual life or just physical life, He is the source of our being. But how much more so when we talk about the spiritual man and that He becomes the Lord of our lives when He brings to us real life. I know a lot of people, they breathe, they assimilate, they walk, they do things as the natural man does, but yet they're not fully alive. When Jesus comes into the heart and life of a man, that man becomes fully alive because Jesus brings life to that was dead. Paul said, we were dead in trespasses and sin. But when the blood of Jesus wipes that sin away, now we can truly live because He helps us each and every day of our lives to live. Oh, I don't have any more time. I've talked way too much in this service today. But let me remind you one more time before we leave you. Please turn your life over to God because God will make that difference for you. Not just in eternity, but in each and every day you walk this earth. You need Jesus. Invite Him in. Heavenly Father, right now I pray, help each one to know their great need. Help them to see that if they would just call upon You, You would come into their lives and You would begin to make the difference. Help each one according to their need today. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
As they gambled for the rope he wore, they chose a worldly trail, not thinking about eternity, as the soldiers drove the nails. Will we learn from what they've done, or make the same mistake? It's me or the world, my child, which one will you take? I'll take Jesus. I'll take Jesus. I've tried those earthly pleasures and they failed to see the gates of heaven. You must hear the Master say, it's me or the world, my child, which one will you take? As a pages of my life have turned, and time has rolled away, the greatest things that I have done, they're not gonna matter on that day. And all my earthly treasures that I have laid away, they're gonna be to me just a memory, and this you'll hear me say. I'll take Jesus. and they fail to see the gates of heaven. Oh, you must hear the Master say, it's me, oh, the world, my child, which one will you take? To see the gates of heaven, oh, you must hear the Master say, it's me, oh, the world, my child, which one will you take?
I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wide seas no more. The tempest may sweep or the wild stormy deep. In Jesus I'm safe evermore. Oh, I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I will sail the wide seas no more. The tempest may sweep o'er the wild stormy deep. In Jesus, I'm safe evermore.